2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Well, look at that. Everyone's showing up for the 15-minute morning show podcast, including Nate's hair.
That's right.
Hey.
So look at that.
Luscious. Look at that.
Wow. It is.
Looks like Sideshow Bob almost.
Hey, very voluminous, isn't it?
Wasn't he a serial killer?
Who, Sideshow Bob?
Yeah, didn't he kill people?
He was just a killer.
Just a regular killer.
Wasn't he on The Simpsons?
Has anybody watched The Night Stalker on Netflix?
I tried to watch it, and it is gruesome.
I watched the first episode, and it really kind of messed me up. I have to get to the other three.
Oh, my God. What a freak. I mean, this guy, I can't believe he lasted as long as he did. I mean, it was just like every night, twice a night, three times a night, he's breaking into somebody's house.
But I tell you, though, the scenes, the murder scenes, I mean, it's gruesome. I mean, I was like, are they really showing this show to me
on television? And Nate said that if you watch it, you're going to lock your doors, change the locks, get new windows. I'm like, why the hell would I want to watch that?
Right.
It's expensive. Do that to me.
Expensive.
Yeah.
We finished episode one, and Heather's like, we really need a security system. I go, this was 35 years ago. I
mean, she's living with a murderer.
That's right. She's safe as can be.
So I'm going to try to watch the second episode if I can get away with it.
I will say there is one company that is probably very disappointed with this series. And when you start watching it, Elvis, you'll realize which company is probably seeing fewer sales because of this.
Okay.
I'll be watching closely for you.
Okay. Thank you. So here we are with the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. There's Froggy.
Hello.
There's Scotty B, and there's Scratch in his back.
Sorry.
There's Danielle in her basement. There's Garrett in his kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Gandhi in her boyfriend's living room. There's Scary in Master Control. And there's Brody in the den. Hi, Brody.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing?
Good.
That was so not convincing in any way.
Not even close.
What's up, Brody?
There's something going on there. What's going on, Brody?
I can tell.
There's nothing going on. Not at all. I just
am I alone in this? Something's wrong with Brody.
Yeah, he has his liar face.
I know when he gets that look.
You know what? I wanted to tell a story about a disappointing experience in a store yesterday. I know that's shocking, but have you ever been to a store that's out of something they shouldn't be out of?
What do you mean?
I told you guys once, Popeyes, and they're out of chicken? Yeah, I went to Burger King a number of years ago. They were out of burgers, right?
Right.
Anyway, so I was at Bed Bath & Beyond yesterday, and I had to buy some silverware.
Was it the bed, the bath, or the beyond they were out of?
It was clearly beyond. So I got about 10 pieces of silverware, a couple of forks and spoons to fill in that the kids threw out some spoons, whatever. And so I go to the register, and she rings me up, and she says, here you go. And she hands me the forks and spoons. So I said, do you have a bag? Nope, we're out of bags. How are we out of bags? Oh, we've been out of bags for about a week. I said, well, what are you going to put the stuff in? Nothing. I said, well, do you have that nice wrapping paper you normally wrap the silverware in? No. So she pulled out a brown roll of paper towels and wrapped my forks and spoons
with
brown paper towels.
How jankety is that?
Well, you know what? I have it somewhere here. Let me find it. I'll show it to you later in the podcast.
How do you run out of bags?
That happened to me at Stop and Shop last week. A supermarket had no bags. People were just loading all the stuff in their carts, just loose.
You know what I don't understand? When you go to a store like the Disney store, where I frequent often, and they say, hey, you have to pay for the bag or you have to carry it out in your hand. And I'm like, I'm going to carry this around the mall, like in my hands, unless I pay $1.50 or whatever it is for the bag. They're like, yeah, that's the rule. This is in a lot of stores now that this is the new rule.
I don't get it.
A lot of people are bringing their own bags. Like, I usually have a reusable bag in my backpack just in case.
BYOB. You know what I did?
Yeah, guys, look. This is what I got.
That looks like you stole it.
It does. That's how I walk out of the Outback.
That's from Bed Bath & Beyond.
They're basically a napkin wrapped around forks and spoons.
Oh my God.
Bed Bath & Beyond. Thanks.
I can't
use a coupon?
That's crazy.
Did you use your 20% off coupon?
I'm a Beyond member, which means I get 20% off everything no matter what.
You pay for that.
Yeah, no kidding. But I shop enough that it pays for itself. Plus, you get your own special register.
And no
bags. Of course,
when
you get on the line, they say to you, are you a Beyond member? This line's only for Beyond members. I go, yes. I hold up my phone.
Wow.
But this is what I got for being a Beyond member. Paper towels.
Yeah. I'm a little jealous. I would love to be a Beyond member. That seems like such an elite little club.
Right? It does.
Yeah, it's like having the Black Card, Elvis, but not.
Oh, okay. So Danielle got yelled at this weekend. She got busted. You got busted big time.
Please. So I'm trying to look and see if he's listening to me. Hold on. I don't think so. So over the weekend, a package came with shoes, brand new boots in it that I had ordered my girlfriend. And I got the same ones, blah, blah, blah. So the box comes and I grab it and I rip open the box and I put the boots down in the little hallway area that we have and I get rid of the box and everything else. He comes home and he picks up the boot that he sees sitting in the hallway area and he goes, ah, when'd you get this? And I go, yeah, those are cute, right? I just got them. So I'm like, I'm trying to be all coy about it. And I'm like, $25. And he's like, I don't care how much they were. You're doing real well with this, not spending too much in the beginning of the year. I was like, okay, whatever. Then I realized, hide the evidence. What I do is I just put him there thinking he's going to know or think that they're old. That's not what happens in my house.
Nope.
He has a mental stock in his head of everything I own.
Yep.
And so he's like, he knows it's new.
Yep.
So hide the fucking evidence, Danielle. What are you doing?
I know. Yeah. You learned your lesson. You know what Alex does? He'll go, huh, when'd you get those shoes? I said, I've had these.
Yeah.
Let me see the bottom.
Right.
Oh. You got to scuff them.
Yeah.
He has to check and make sure they're scuffed on the bottom.
You know, you go outside and rub them across the concrete for a few minutes and then you break them back in.
But my point is this. If I want to buy some fucking shoes, I'm going to buy my fucking shoes.
But, but it's wasteful. Like, here's a perfect example.
It's not your place or anyone else's place to tell me what I need to be buying
for
my closet.
The other day, we were cleaning out some cabinets and getting rid of shit. And we have a cabinet that just has shit in it. I mean, literally shit. So it's loaded with, like, Tervis tumblers and all this, like, Yeti cups and, like, okay, there's this. So the other day, we cleaned it out. Yesterday, an Amazon package shows up. So it has my name on it. And I'm like, I didn't order anything. So I open it. It's a pink Yeti. And I'm like, who the fuck ordered this? She says, oh, I did. I said, we just threw out 20 cups last week. Yeah, but we didn't have any pink ones. So I ordered a pink one. I'm like, this is so stupid.
See, Sheldon will say to me, I'll go, oh, but I'm selling all this stuff on Poshmark. And then I have another bag that I donated to charity. And he's like, just because there's an empty spot in the closet doesn't mean it needs to be filled. That's what he tells me. I'm like, yes, I know. I understand.
No, you don't. It's like we don't make our own money.
I know. No.
It's not always about the money.
And I get what he says to a point. Like,
you don't need more shit.
A lot of packages come. There's a lot. But here's the thing. The other day, he had more packages delivered than I did. So you know I pointed that out.
Of course you did.
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys a question. Do you know who this guy is?
No.
Looks like Straight Nate. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
No.
I don't know.
This guy is 26th in line for the crown in the UK.
Oh,
This is Queen Elizabeth's grand nephew, great nephew. He's in line. This guy, he's all over he broke the internet this weekend, this guy right here.
He should jump the line just by the fact of his looks. I mean,
seriously. Yeah.
He's 21 years old. He's into fitness, obviously. His name is Arthur Chadho. Queen Elizabeth's 21-year-old grand nephew. Can you imagine?
Is that an impressive pickup line? Hello, ladies. I'm 26th in line for the crowd.
Yes. If I kill the other 25, I'm in.
That's a movie. Yeah. That's a movie right there.
That is. It's like Designated Survivor right there.
You don't think of royalty looking like that.
His last name is Chadho?
Chadho.
Yeah. Oh, Chad. I think it's Chadho. It sounds like an app.
Killed.
What's that?
Would he be a suspect if the other 25 just happened to die?
Probably.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, for sure.
They're going to call him into Scotland Yard for some questioning.
Yeah. The perfect place to be, though, because you don't actually want the crown. I don't think you want the crown. It seems like a lot of pressure. But in line, you can kind of, like, fuck off and do whatever you want to because you know you're never going to get there. But you're still royalty.
Yeah, I'm in. I bet we're all royalty in one way. I just have a feeling. After watching the crown, I'm convinced I'm a member of that family. What's up, Garrett?
But Elvis, don't you think that with Ancestry.com, one of us, somewhere down the road, maybe if it's like 25 people connected, is someone related to, you know, the queen?
Could be.
It has to be.
Mm-hmm. Not me. I'm from North Carolina. I have no branches on my tree.
My family actually looked up our family tree, and we're a bunch of, like, disgusting robbers and murderers and drunks.
But one of those drunks probably knows someone who knows someone who knows someone who's related to someone.
I think I'm closest because I have sex with a royal, with a British guy.
So. Oh, yes. I would say I'm probably furthest away from that just based on certain racial traits that we have going on here.
Yeah, but the British the British were in charge of India for a while.
They were, but there are no... Well, my mom is kind of light-skinned. Something could have happened there.
You never know.
She's very fair. I don't know.
But I think about it because, like, when I meet another person that goes, oh, I know a friend that has the same last name as you, Vogel. Don't you think somewhere down the line it started with one Vogel and then they kind of branched off that way?
You would think so.
Could be.
You would think, yeah.
This is the most boring conversation ever. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Well, the guy is hot, though.
He is hot. That was my show and tell. A hot royal.
I think Scary's the closest to royalty. I'll tell you why.
Why?
You know, the royals all marry each other, and Scary has two cousins that got married, so he's closer to royalty.
I tell you, cool. Scary, he can't clot. His blood
you
is...
You can tell.
It was my great-grandma and my great-grandpa. They were cousins. That was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they still are.
Yep.
Yeah.
In that caricature drawing that Elvis posted on his Instagram story, it looks like your parents are cousins.
Wow, yeah.
Only in the caricature.
Wait, are you talking to Brody or Scary?
Scary. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll show you guys mine. This is mine. That he...
Oh, he drew that?
You look like the Joker.
Oh, it's the Joker.
I don't think he drew me.
Looks like Danielle.
I haven't seen
him.
Hey, what are you? Shut up, Brody.
I haven't seen mine, and I don't want to. So,
Scary and Brody.
Look at
you on the right.
Wait, look at Brody's arm. Like, pull it out a little bit.
Where's
look
his
at
neck?
That one arm right there.
Oh,
it looks like I'm a spider or an octopus.
No, you look like Slimer.
Gandhi,
if Slimer was white.
Yes.
Gandhi, oh yeah. Let me find mine. Mine's pretty bad too. I look like a super white version of Cruella De Vil.
I hear he's working on all of us.
Oh my God.
I cannot wait to see the rest of you guys.
Here.
Yeah, you look like Michael Jackson.
This one's mine.
If Tattoo Bob's listening to the podcast, please don't do one of me. You don't have enough ink to draw my forehead. You'll run out.
No, he needs to do everybody.
We should have Tattoo Bob on the podcast this week and reveal everyone's photo.
Yes! That's awesome!
Let's do it. Can we get him in?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right.
That's
we'll
awesome.
We'll book him. How much time do we have left? I got to go to the bathroom.
A minute and a half.
Oh, God.
Go right there.
That's perfect. Right? We said when we're done, we're just going to be done.
That is true.
That was our New Year's resolution.
Yeah. We're going to end it right now. All right.
Okay.
Glad we can get together. We actually didn't do anything.
We did.
No.
Nothing accomplished.
All right. Toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.